Hey, it's Steve, and it's time for another episode of The Frying Pan, a podcast about the frying pan. Hey, did you guys notice my new cover art? I dig it. I was drawn by Lorna Sagan, friend of mine, excellent illustrator. And now my podcast looks like a real podcast, so that's cool. This week, for the WGN listeners, I am pitching an invention called the Time Cap, which is a cap with a really long bill that allows you to know what time it is all the time, so you're not always pulling out your phone or looking at your watch, some of those other rude activities. Anyway, it gets worse from there, I promise. I hope you enjoy.
Topic's got the frying pan so you can swing it again.
Welcome back to Download here on WGN Radio. Well, it's time to put the Shark Tank Steve Gadlin into the frying pan. Steve Gadlin is the brain behind a successful local business, I Want to Draw a Cat for You. He presented his business idea on the television program Shark Tank, and he snagged Mark Cuban as a principal investor. So now Steve has to go back to Cuban with new ideas. Before he goes into that pressure cooker, he comes to WGN Radio to jump into the frying pan. Yeah. He's giving us his exclusive business idea so we can poke holes in it and give Steve the confidence he needs to pitch it to Mark Cuban himself. Steve Gadlin, welcome back to the frying pan, my friend.
Hey, thanks for having me, Justin. Happy to be here.
Yeah, always great to have you here. How you feeling this week?
Pretty good. You know, I think last week, again, it's just I ended up with a product that was misunderstood by your listeners. I think this week we're keeping it simple. Got a product that's a real winner. I don't see how.
They all run together to me at this point. What was last week?
Yeah, the pinata bomb. It was a device that helped disperse candy in a pinata by giving it a fair 100-yard, explosive finale. Yeah.
The people did. I don't know if they misunderstood it. I think they just. I just think they didn't like it.
Possible.
Yeah. Okay, well, Steve Gadlin, of course, inventor, innovator, entrepreneur, the hashtag frying pan on Twitter, or you can call in at 312-981-7200. Steve Gadlin, what is this week's frying pan?
Yeah, so, you know, I think if you look around, you see people constantly looking at their phones or their digital watches and checking out the time. You know, people are real obsessed with time these days, and that constant pulling out a device to check it is, you know, it doesn't only make you look weird, but we don't like it either. We feel this addiction to checking the time. So what I've invented is what I'm calling the time cap. So it's a baseball cap style hat that sits on your head, and underneath the brim, where no one can see but you, is a digital readout of the time. So what you can do then is you just merely look up a tiny bit, and you'll always know what time it is. And you can do it subconsciously to sort of fill that addiction we have to knowing what time it is. That way you're not always reaching for your phone or taking a look at your watch or doing other things that pull you away from people, human relationships, society.
Right. Okay. It's called Time Cap.
Yeah. And the digital readout's actually projected from the lower brim. So you don't, it's not like it's flat on. It's actually in the proper perspective, floating a little bit below the brim using holographic and Bluetooth technology.
All right. There you go. Early on, you got the Bluetooth in. I appreciate that. Mm-hmm. 312-981-7200, that's the phone number to call, 312-981-7200. But I do like it, and I do. I have some questions, mostly about what kind of digital readout we're talking about. Is it halogen? Is it more of a blue light? But I want to keep these for the listeners because I want to let them ask the questions. I'm the objective. I'm just the point guard. I just move the ball around. I don't have an opinion on this. There you go. Steve's got some business going on there. 312-981-7200. Why don't we take a break while the calls are coming in and the texts, and we will come back and see if you like the idea of time cap, a baseball cap that has the time on the inside of the bill so you can just look up and see what time it is at any given time. Download here on 720 WGN, and it's Friday night at 10 o'clock, so you know what that means. It is time for the Frying Pan local entrepreneur, innovator, inventor, Steve Gadlin. He won on the show, the popular show, wildly popular show, Shark Tank, with his idea, I Want to Draw a Cat for You.com, where he draws stick figure cats, sends them into mail to you. He got a development deal with Mark Cuban. And now, before he brings new ideas to Mark Cuban, he brings them here to the download. Steve Gadlin, you're back on the line here. Tell us about tonight's idea, time cap.
Yeah, so first I want to apologize for that noise. My daughter was being dropped off from a play date, and I forgot to hit mute on my phone.
It's late for a play date, but that's okay.
Well, it was an undernighter. It's a new thing kids do where they don't quite sleep over. They just stay late enough to where they should be in bed.
It sounds like one of your ideas.
Well, it is. It's something I brought up to the community, and all the parents were on board, so it is something I thought of first. Though it's in a lot of other neighborhoods now, too. Anyway, tonight's idea was time cap, which is a long-brimmed ball cap that, because of our addiction to people are always grabbing their cell phones and looking at their digital watches to see what time it is. And it's become rude and it's pulled us away from human interaction. So what time cap is a very long brimmed baseball cap that projects the time digitally to where you see it in your upper peripheral vision. Or if you move your eyeballs toward the back of your head, you get a real clear view of the time. So you can do this in a very inconspicuous manner in all social occasions without pulling yourself away from the people who are surrounding you.
That's good. I like it. I think you guys might have a winner here. And judging by the text, I have to say it's very positive, very optimistic. The number 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. That's the phone number. Let's go through some of these texts and see what we have tonight. You can also call in 312-981-7200. 773 says, yes, I'm always wondering what time it is when I'm walking my dog. This would solve that problem.
Yeah, because with this long-brimmed cap, you'll be able to roll your eyes toward the back of your head just a little bit, and you'll know the time without having to pull out your phone or look at your digital watch. And that way, you're not pulling yourself away from the social engagement of walking your pet.
Let me ask a question. I just picked this up and someone just texted us too. Long build. What do you mean by long build?
Okay, so in order to get this holographic Bluetooth technology to display the time, the bill of the cap is about three times the length of a normal baseball cap. So what it'll do is block out some of what's above you. But it will project that time digitally down so that you can see it in your upper peripheral vision.
Okay. 630 says, this is a good idea. Not bad.
Great.
There you go. 773 says, time cap is stupid. But people will buy novelty for a while.
Well, look, and that's the point. Remember, these pitches are not so much to the consumer as they are practice pitches for the investor.
All right.
So, as we bring this thing to the consumer, the pitch will be a lot different. Right now, we're just trying to show investors that, yes, this is a product that many people will buy and will be quite profitable to invest in.
Okay. This 815 says this might be this guy's best idea yet. Maybe a Bluetooth connection to a Fitbit-type device?
Well, the Bluetooth is really there to help supplement the holographic technology. And I'll be honest, it's not something I completely understand, but my engineers assure me that it's key. We're paying a lot of money to get it in there, I'll tell you that.
224 says time cap would actually be useful, especially if it's a small clip under the bill. I wear ball caps all the time.
Well, no, it's not a clip under the bill. And again, it's a long bill, about three times the length of a normal cat bill. Mm-hmm. And it's that long because there's a lot of technology in there that projects this Bluetooth and hologram digital projection of the time in a place so that it's just in your upper peripheral vision.
Yeah. Okay. Questions are coming in. What if I wear your hat backwards?
Yeah, well, if you wear the hat backwards, you will not be able to see the digital projection because it will be projecting over the back of your shoulder. And that's actually something we do not recommend because it's sort of like a laser hologram technology. If it's projecting on, you know, close to your skin, if you have that long bill going down your back, you will probably over time develop sores or burn marks in the spot of your back where it projects.
That's not good.
Well, no, but we don't think this is a hat people are going to wear backwards. You lose the whole function of getting that digital projection of the time in your upper peripheral.
It just seems the more, you know, you're getting a lot of great on the initial pitch, the concept of a time digitally put onto a hat. That had got a lot of attention. But as questions sort of progress, there's more to this than meets the eye. So let's keep going.
And that's how pitches work. You tease them in, right? You pull them in with your elevator pitch, and then you discuss the details through further questioning,
right,
which sometimes meet or exceed expectations.
Right.
See, I've pitched products on Shark Tank before, so I'm pretty familiar with the normal pattern of a pitch.
Oh, okay. 312-981-7200. 847 says, yes, 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 I'll buy 30.
That's great.
That is great, right?
Yeah, that's fantastic. They must have 30 heads.
773 says, great, now my shoes won't get wet in the rain, and I'll always know what time it is.
Well, you know, that's true. That's actually very true. And I'll say this isn't, you know, meant to be a rain-blocking device, but because of the extra long bill, you are going to naturally block some rain that comes down, you know, right in front of you. So your shoes may stay a little drier than usual.
Okay.
You will always know what time it is.
Yeah, right. 224 says, no, I think people will look too often and be distracted from conversation, etc.
Yes, well, that's the point. That's what happens now with their digital watches and their cellular telephones. So, you know, those are things that really take your eyes away from conversation. With this, you can look 30 times in a conversation, and it will only look like your head, your eyeballs are slightly rolling back in your head, which is far less disconcerting.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's another question I want to ask about the rolling the eyes back in the head. That's a thing you have to look at this. You're not only looking up, but you have to roll your eyes back into your head.
Yeah, it is looking up, but it's looking very up. Okay, so imagine you're not just looking up, but you're looking very up without moving your head. So there is this motion of rolling your eyes back in your head a bit. But I'll tell you, it's a natural. Our muscles are built for that type of eyeball movement. You see it in movies a lot. Like The Exorcist, you see this happening. But it's a natural, it's almost a reflexive action. And once you're doing it hundreds of times a day to check the digital projection, it becomes very natural, begins to look very natural. You know, and it's far less disconcerting than those people who are constantly whipping out their phones or their digital watches.
Okay, let's go to Jim. Jim is on the line. Jim, welcome to the Frying Pan. Yay or nay on time cap?
I would have to say nay, because you just said that people looking at their watch or looking at their phone, I would feel more annoyed with somebody rolling their eyes. I would think that they're not interested in what I'm saying. Or basically, if they were in, say, a meeting or something like that, I would feel very uncomfortable with somebody wearing a baseball cap.
Yeah.
That's a good point. No,
thanks, Jim.
I'll tell you this, though. It's, you know, the person you're talking to would have a hard time even seeing you roll your eyes back because that brim is three times longer than a natural cap brim. It's likely they're not seeing anything above your nose, to be honest. And in a meeting, you know, I'd say most meeting rooms will have clocks on the wall. So I think it's appropriate to take off your time cap, put it on the table, and then put it back on as you leave the room. We understand it's not always appropriate to wear a triple-length brimmed cap in all social situations.
Yeah,
but for casual conversations on the street, rock and roll concerts, sporting events, things like that, we think it's quite appropriate.
Yeah, there's someone who actually references that saying. 331 says, home girl. I'm not sure who that's referring to, me or you. I was taught not to wear a hat inside. Nay, yeah. Crappy idea.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what. It used to be that the tradition was you don't carry a telephone in your pocket, but that's something we're all quite used to now. So with a lot of my ideas, they're very forward-thinking, and they assume a cultural evolution of some sorts. Now, I said cultural evolution. It sounded like cultural revolution, and to be honest, it's going to be both.
Oh, wow. There's something, maybe there's a play in there somewhere you can use for the marketing tag.
Possibly.
Yeah. 847 says, stupid. Where to wear it? The house, work, church, receptions? I don't think so. Three times the length of a normal bill? If someone has such a serious problem with knowing the time, they might be better off just seeing a psychiatrist.
Okay. To answer the first question, where do you wear it? I thought it was clear. It goes on your head the same way a baseball cap would. And second, let's not call this a psychological issue. I mean, look out on the street, follow one person as they walk a block. I bet you they pull out their phone or look at their digital watch like 30 times in
a
one
block. A couple guys right now on Michigan Avenue doing the same thing.
Yeah. It's not a disease, and it's here to stay. So instead of sending everyone in the world to a psychiatrist, why don't we work, you know, what I'm doing is working to invent a product.
It's like restorative justice.
It acknowledges the issue, and it betters our lives.
Okay, let me keep going here. I'll buy five for the band members at work.
Great.
Okay, there you go, 330. 219 says, time cap should be called your time is up. That's good.
Well, that's very clever, because your time is up. And I don't know if the caller caught that, but what I catch in that is a double entendre of sorts.
Yeah, I think that's
because
what
the time is actually.
But I think that's what. I think that,
it's digitally projected when you look up.
I think that's what they meant.
Well, I think I understood that quickly. I don't know if they understood what they were saying when they said it.
Oh, okay.
But, you know, I'm quick.
Yeah,
quick
no, thinker. obviously. Mm-hmm. Let's go. A question from 312. How much does this thing weigh?
That's a great question. So, as you may assume, hologram and Bluetooth technology is not the lightest technology on the market. So it's heavier than most hats. There's about 5 pounds of additional weight on your head than you would feel if you put on a normal baseball cap. But again, if you look at people in some countries, they carry jugs of water or buckets on their head. And it's just the type of thing that you'll develop the muscle memory for and you won't feel. We have these great things called Pacinian corpuscles. Do you know what those are?
I don't know.
Well, if you put your finger on your arm and leave it there, after a while, you don't feel it anymore. And that's because of Pacinian corpuscles. So it's a similar thing here with this hat. So it's heavier than other caps. But I tell you, after a while, you don't even notice. And the benefit of being able to see that digital time projection outweighs the weight of the hat.
Okay. All right. 312-981-7200. Let's take a break. And get to the news. We'll come back. I got a lot of texts to get through. Some good ones, some colorful ones. Also some people on the line. Glenn, stay on the line. 312-981-7200. It's the frying pan, Steve Gadlin's idea this week. Time cap. A baseball cap with a brim that's about three times the size of a regular hat that puts a hologram of the time on the inside of the bill so you can always look up to check the time. All right. Sounds good. Yeah, sounds good. Stay with us, okay? All right.
I pick up the frying pan so you can swing it again.
It's a download here on WGN Radio. I'm Justin Kaufman, and it's Friday night, 10 o'clock hour.
That means it's time for the frying pan. Steve Gadlin, our local entrepreneur, innovator, inventor, the man behind iwantodrawcatpu.com, which won on Shark Tank. He now has a development deal with Mark Cuban. Before he brings his latest ideas to him, he brings them here to Download Nation. Tonight, Steve Gadlin's idea, time cap. Steve, time cap.
Yeah, the time cap is a cap that you wear the same way you would a baseball cap, with a brim about three times the length and about 17 times the weight. And what it has in it is some technology, both Bluetooth and hologram, that project a hologram, a digital projection of the time, so that if you roll your eyes back just right, you'll be able to see it without having to look at your digital watch or your telephone to keep yourself in the moment. So it's a social clothing, I call it.
Social clothing. That's great. Yeah. You've got some great marketing attached to this.
Thanks, I appreciate it.
Yeah, these are some great stuff. Let's go to Glenn. Glenn, do we like it? Yay or nay on time cap?
I would say a nay. Correct me if I'm wrong. I think I heard you say that if you wear the cap backwards, you probably will get a burn on your back.
Sore.
So right. If you wear it forwards, what's going to happen to your face?
Great question, Glenn. I had the same thought. Steve?
Yeah. No, that's a great question, Glenn. And the issue is this. When you wear it on your back, it's sort of aimed right at your skin. You know, if you think about a brim when you wear a cap backwards, it hangs over the back of your neck and it's almost flush up against your skin. And it won't burn. I'd say over 3 weeks, you probably will develop sores where that projection sits on your back. Not really burns, more like, I don't know what to call them. But when you wear it forward, that brim is not projecting, aiming at you. The hologram, the digital projection, is projected more down at the ground, and then you intercept that with your eyes. So there's no contact that way. It's not dangerous unless you're constantly waving your hand under the digital projection or aiming it at a friend or something like that. But it really takes weeks of exposure before there are any foul effects.
Okay. That seems promising.
Yeah.
312-981-7200, the number to talk to Steve about, ask questions, maybe give him some comments, some feedback. Also, you can text us at 312-981-7200. 779 says, I'm very interested in the time cap. Can I get my favorite sports teams on that hat, like the Cubs? Not the White Sox.
Right, of course. Here's the thing. These are licensing deals that we have to strike, and before we can do that, we need some investment capital. So the hope is, yes, you'll be able to get sports teams, the titles of your favorite films, pictures of your friends, anything, the same things you would put on a normal baseball cap, only now you have three times the brim size. So you can put three sports teams on there.
815 wants to know, how about athletes such as runners using it to use a timer or stopwatch instead of just a clock with the current time?
Yeah, that is an idea I had. That's a great idea I had, and that's something we're experimenting on. Because of the added weight of the hat, it gives you a top-heavy feeling you really have to get used to. So for athletes where muscle memory is so important, we found that it doesn't help in athletic situations, something your body really has to get used to. But we're experimenting all the time, and I'm coming up with great new ideas to help make that happen.
779 also wants to know, is this not why there was Google Glass? I mean, this is the same concept, display time and more.
Yeah. Well, that person's using double negatives, and I'm having a hard time deciphering the question.
I think they're saying, isn't this what Google Glass tried to accomplish, but it didn't work?
Oh, sure, with a $1,500 device.
How much is the hat? How much are we going for in the hat?
$700. So that's less than half the price of Google Glass, and provides actually a much more useful function set.
773 wants to know, is it a flat build cap or can I bend it?
Well, I wouldn't bend it because it is laden with electronics. So no, it is flat build.
708 wants to know, why not a pencil sleeve for the shirt pocket with the clock on it so other people know as well?
No, that's interesting. Now, people, in a world where everyone wears their own time cap, who needs a pencil sleeve, right?
Right.
Would it be really easier to wear a huge hat instead of looking at your watch? This is 3 months.
Oh, sure. If we're going easy, you know what? Keep pulling your phone out of your pocket. Keep taking a peek at that digital watch of yours, because easy, good for you. We're not trying to make things easy. We're trying to revitalize social interaction here. Mm-hmm. So, you know, there's a cost with all things there. You know, exercise makes you fit, right? This is exercise in a way for social engagement.
847's got a good question from something you mentioned earlier. Can you explain the term muscle memory?
Yeah, sure. So muscle memory is sort of when you get used to something. Again, going back to those Pacinian corpuscles, having a muscle memory, great tennis players have muscle memory for a backhand and a forehand. Their muscles remember how to move in order to achieve that superior result. So that's what I'm talking about when I say muscle memory.
Hmm. Okay. All right. 312-981-7200. 312 says, I have an idea. Why not make a softer pillowcase?
Okay. No, that's a great idea. And I, you know, I'd be happy to collaborate with them on that project. Not sure how it relates to the time cap.
Right. Okay, I don't know what this one means, but 779 says, why not have Mickey Mouse jump off the brim of the hat and position his arms into whatever time it is?
That's great. You know, that'd be a great novelty version of the time cap. But again, licensing issues, which I'll tell you, that's something I learned about on your show after several conversations with attorneys.
Star Wars.
After the Star Wars banana peeler.
Right. You had trouble when you got in a big fight with the listeners. There was it was a 30-minute fight about licensing. Really derailed the electronic banana peeler.
Yes, yes. So I'm thinking of maybe bringing that one back, just acknowledging the licensing issues. You know, if I'm ever out of ideas, which, good luck.
Yeah, obviously, you're prolific, if anything else. 773, it's heavy. This person is wondering if they think it's too heavy to wear on your head.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it is too heavy to wear on your head until you get used to it. You know, pants are too heavy to wear on your legs when you're a baby. That's why you wear onesies and other layette outfits. But your body gets used to the weight of clothing, and then you're a grown-up. So the same thing happens with the time cap.
Okay.
You know, at first, we're all babies, and then we grow up.
And then we grow up. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll read some more of the colorful text, but also get in here if you have questions, comments, feedback, just blatant observations. 312-981-7200. We'll wrap up with Steve Gadlin here in the frying pan with the idea time cap right after the break. Stay with us. It's a frying pan here on the download, 720 WGN, every Friday night at 10 o'clock. Local entrepreneur, innovator, and inventor Steve Gadlin brings us a new idea before he can pitch it to his boss, Mark Cuban. Steve Gadlin, this week's idea, time cap. What is time cap?
Time cap is a baseball cap style device that projects using holograms and Bluetooth the time in your upper peripheral vision when you wear it, so that you don't have to pull out your phone and look at your digital watch every time you're having a conversation with somebody. You know, we're time addicts now, and this helps you stay social and still figure out the time.
All right, 312-981-7200. I've got probably 10, 15, 20 texts, a couple calls that came in. People are concerned about your pronunciation of the word digital.
No, I'm not using the word digital. I'm using the word digital.
Yeah, but it's pronounced digital.
Well, digital is when you're referring to the fingers in a body, be it animal or human. Digital refers to how do I explain it? If you look at a watch, the kind without the hands, where they represent the numbers.
Yeah, like a digital clock.
Well, but that's pronounced digital. So digital is when you're referring to fingers, and there are no fingers. While there are hands, there are no fingers on a clock.
No, but I think the fingers are digits, and the digital refers to computerized, the idea of projecting, not unlike what you're talking about with the time cap, the exact same thing you're talking about with the time cap, digital projection.
Well, I think we're talking about different words.
All right.
Digital.
Let's go to Lisa. Lisa, yay or nay on the time cap?
Oh, definite yay. Definite yay. This is definitely, you hit it out of the park with this one. I'm a huge fan of the Kabi, too. Got my family really wanting that one. But this would be great on, like, my big brimmed beach hat, because I hate wearing my digital watch and I hate wearing having my phone at the beach. This is perfect. Can we have it made into a beach hat? I mean.
Well, wow. You know, there was another invention Lisa, you're fantastic. There was another invention I brought up that allowed you to attach multiple brims to a single cap. And I suppose we could put four of these large brims. You know, if we combine those inventions, there we could definitely wear it to the beach.
Yeah, there was someone who referenced that a little bit earlier. I was saving that. They had they said, will this work with your other hat with the four different bills? So if I want to look at the day and date or the year, I can just switch bills.
Well, that's a very good idea, and actually, coincidentally, one that I was pitching back and forth with one of my business partners earlier. So, it's in the works. We're going to start with this simple version. Plus, remember, the brim is mighty heavy. It adds about 5 pounds to the cap. So adding four initially would make it quite a heavy piece of clothing. But, you know, again, with the added benefit for sure.
I can't believe Lisa called it digital. She's a plant. I feel like no one says digital. It's digital.
They're two different words. One is pronounced digital, and one is pronounced digital.
I can't argue with a follow up, but I don't know if I trust the legitimacy of that. Let's go to Mark. Mark, yay or nay? Yay or nay on
legitimacy.
Okay, bring that down a little bit. That was you, Gadlin, giving it back. Mark, yay or nay on time cap?
Yay on time cap, but 5 pounds is unnecessary. Virtual reality goggles that are available, like the Samsung VR, are about a pound to a pound and a half. 4 to 5 pounds is unnecessary.
Well, that's virtual reality technology. We're using Bluetooth and holographic technology, which is quite a bit more advanced than VR. And with that comes added weight.
Yeah. What do you think of that, Mark?
I don't buy it. Sorry.
Well, I don't buy what you're saying.
Mark, you got any response to that? No, he's gone. Okay, he didn't like the adversarial tone.
It sounds like a member of Big Cap calling in to spread some disinformation, to be honest. That's fine. That to me tells me the product's a success.
630 says, sounds great if you want to look like a member of the Thompson twins.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with them.
No, they're good. They got a lot of long brim hats.
Good. Well, you know, that just shows that there's fashion for it. Are these like the Olsen twins? Are they fashion ravens?
No, they're not. They're British duo.
Don't talk to me about British.
Well, okay, I won't. 773 says your pronunciation of digital sucks.
Well, I can pronounce the word digital just fine. And one other thing I can do is pronounce the word digital. So, you know.
847 says at least nobody will blow their hand off like last week, but at least they're going to look like a duck.
Yeah, you know, they do kind of look like a duck, but a duck with a fine sense of time. Mm-hmm. Duck who always knows where he needs to be when. So, and no one's ever blown their hand off with a pinata bomb.
Yeah. 847, maybe Steve could put an image of CP3P on the cap.
That's great. Again, because he is in the public domain, I think we are able to use CP3P. But I think it was the Star Wars theme music you had. I don't remember.
No, in a while. Don't get started again.
Okay.
Someone just texted us a picture of the Thompson twins.
Oh,
that's great. That's a long brim hat.
Yeah, I am not in studio today. I hope to be next week, though. Next week. I'll be in town for a haircut. And I always like to drop in the studio.
Yeah,
maybe I'll bring some samples.
Yeah,
great.
773 says, can Time Cop help me get girls or end terrorism?
Well, Time Cop can, sure, because he's a police officer who travels through time. Time Cap, though, you know, it will help you get girls because you'll never be late for a date.
708 says, my wife is extremely busty. Is this a recommendation for her? I don't want the laser beam to be a problem.
I see what they're saying. You know, it's, again, because of the distance between the brim and the bosom, because of the way we wear hats when we wear them forward, I would say it would be about 7 or 8 months before she began to develop sores. So she'd be fine.
Okay. 847 says, hi, I'm Carol. I'd rather have a cat with a radio in it, and I like to listen to the Cubs.
A cat with a radio in it.
I'm not sure what that has anything to do with what I'm talking about. But
I tell you, it's given me an idea. A cat or a cap? Did she say?
It says cat, but maybe she means cap. But she did
say
cat.
Cat. Yeah, I think she.
I'd rather
have
a cap with a radio in it. I like to listen to the Cubs. That makes a lot more sense than what I read, which is I'd like to have a cat in the radio. She did say cat, C-A-T, but I think she meant cat.
And that to me is far more exciting.
Yeah, right. That got your attention, right?
It did.
All right. Keep going here. Let's see. I'd rather have a female voice whisper the time in my ear. Right. That's what they're going for. Can you make this hat say Make America Great Again on the front?
Well, that's licensed by someone else and someone who I don't care for. So, no.
Wow. Yeah. Usually you keep politics out of it.
Well, I try to, yes. But with some of the statements he's made lately, I just can't put my name behind his.
630 says, what's up with digital versus digital? I bet Steve pronounces Dolby as doubly.
Well, doubly is a word I do use when I say, oh, that's doubly nice, you know, meaning it's twice as nice as something. And again, we've talked about this. There are two different words here. And I think maybe it's because we're on AM. Callers are having difficulty hearing it properly. But I am saying digital, not referring to fingers.
That may go into the text of the night, 773, which is a good one for you. It's criticism. This guy speaks as if he's smarter and wittier than the listeners. Big turnoff.
Well, again, I'm not trying to find a date, right? Sorry if people aren't being turned on by my wit and my intelligence. I speak as an inventor, though. You know, I speak as someone who has studied and who comes to the listener with ideas that I'm proud of. So I apologize if that comes off as anything but delightful.
773 says, Steve sounds like a child. If someone suggests something, he always says, I thought of that. If he doesn't like it, he says, I don't buy what you're saying. Admit when you're wrong or somebody has a better idea than you.
Well, I will. You will. I will. When it happens, I will.
Okay. 773 said, you said you can't argue with a follow-up. Change that to you can't argue with a moron. So I think that's you.
Well, yeah, I don't know. I think they're talking about one of the callers. And frankly, if we could keep things a little more civil.
Yeah,
you know,
I agree.
People are calling in with their ideas, and sometimes they're not the best ideas. But not everyone who calls in is an established inventor who's one on Shark Tank like myself. So we should be a little more forgiving.
Right. 708 says, figure out how to read a dictionary. 847 says, goofball, check any dictionary. Read a dictionary. There's a lot of dictionary references here.
Yeah, I'm not sure why.
All right. And then the you're wrong. I'm just trying to get through some stuff that's going to be more specific. You're wrong. Okay, I have one more I want to get to. I just have to find it because it's a perfect way to end this segment tonight.
Yeah.
It's good. I just lost it with all these texts. All right, 847 with the text of the night. How can I start a peaceful protest to remove Steve Gadlin from the radio?
Well,
that's just appropriate for what's happening right now in our country.
Yeah, it is. And I am about to get off the radio as the looks like we're running out of time. So
whoever you are in the world.
Go ahead.
No, that's it. You know, I don't know what they can do. If a peaceful protest starts, you know, sign me up if they got T-shirts. That's for sure.
All right, Steve Gadlin. I think you got a lot of really good yays, but as the questions unfolded on Time Cap, you got a little bit more nays. So I'm not sure if it was a win or not, but I would say that this is one of the more successful pitches. Time Cap was a little bit of a success, a little bit of a failure, but that's what makes Steve Gadlin tick.
Steve Gadlin, you know, maybe I'll bring this one to Cuba and I'll tell you about it next week.
Yeah, that could be good. Steve Gadlin, I want to draw a cat for you.com. He's a regular here on the Frying Pan. He'll be back next Friday at 10 o'clock. Steve Gadlin, thanks for doing this, bud.
Thanks for having me. Take care.
All right, that was the Time Cap. Super invention, something we all need. Anywho, I'm looking at the next two episodes. So I run these out of order. I've scrambled up all the episodes that we've done on WGN, and I'm just playing them back in a totally random order. And coincidentally, the next 2 weeks are all about underpants. So tune in next week for an invention called Thunderpants, and then the week after that, one called Wonderpants Drawer. It's good, though, to get all the underpants-related inventions out in quick succession. Anywho, I appreciate you. Please subscribe, tell your friends, and be well.